All right, there's no good way to start this thing.
I just feel that if you just get it all out, you're going to feel a lot better.
There's nothing to get out.
Yeah, but let's. Are we going to start with a theme song or something? Or you don't have that for real?
You know I don't have one.
Oh, you have nothing? Not even a music?
He really doesn't have one.
I have not had a chance to make a theme song.
Should I hug you, girl? Should I just shake your hand? What's your preference, girl? Because I'm trying to understand.
So, hello. It's been a long time.
Hello.
This is a bad way to start. So,
hi everybody.
It's been almost a year and a half.
Things have changed since we started recording this podcast.
Well,
what has happened?
If we're gonna get into
it,
hold on. So, guys, this is what I had notes on. Are some of the things that have changed?
Nick had a baby.
Nick had a baby.
Nick and Britt had a baby.
We got a dog.
I think they had that baby before the last podcast.
Nope.
Though. Yes, they did. Because we were talking about Iceland in the last podcast, and they had it while we were in Iceland.
That's right. It says.
We were talking about going to Iceland?
It's almost 2 years old now.
Going to Iceland.
He'll be two next month.
So what else has changed? The last time we recorded a podcast, the queen was still alive.
She still is. And she will be. Longer than you. Oh, wait. The last podcast I heard today, you wished my death.
No, that wasn't the last one.
You have to be more
specific.
That's
what I listened to.
That was
to.
All of them.
I was listening to.
Which time? Layla's 32 years old now.
So yes, the queen is dead.
Mario's dressed up in a potato suit right now.
I'm skinny.
He moved to Idaho. He's just visiting us.
I lost 100 pounds.
Brett, why is that so funny?
We're talking about the British currency, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Over Brexit.
The Brexit happened.
The Brexit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's where I lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
In the exchange rate.
What else? Mike moved out.
Of my parents' house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was shortly after the last podcast.
Mikey's moving out.
It's like a year ago, year and a half ago now, but yeah.
Yeah.
That
He's
happened.
A grown man.
Mike. Lived by myself for a year and a half.
Which prior to
You're
that.
You're losing them. Yeah. Those kids.
Yeah.
Grew up so fast.
I left the area for 2 months.
Oh, he lives in a penthouse.
Yeah. Not quite.
There's I don't know how many of Mike's adventures we can tell.
Zero.
I guess
there aren't any.
There's definitely one.
There is.
But I don't know if we can tell it. Mike is Mike's always been an athlete.
Oh my goodness.
He's always been very physically active, right, Mario?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike picked up a new sport.
Oh yeah,
it's not new. It's not even new
for you.
For you, it is.
No, it's not.
You've been playing that for a long time.
Yeah,
and that still happened.
Yes.
You should have said it was new.
So tell us what happened, Mike.
Which time?
oh God, it happened more than once.
If you have something more memorable than that?
No, I was in New York.
Yep.
I was new to the area,
mm-hmm.
and I knew one person that lived there, and.
Makes it sound like that person's dead now.
No. She still lives there.
She.
So
I got the sex.
She.
Female.
It's a female. So I sent her a message telling her I was coming to the area, and she was like, "Oh, that's so exciting! I'll let you meet some of my friends," which is really nice of her because I didn't know anybody. So she was really, really sweet. She got some friends together, helped me meet some people, and she's like, "Oh, we're playing Ultimate Frisbee." Ultimate Frisbee on Wednesday night.
For our listeners, in case they don't know, can you explain the difference between just regular Frisbee?
One is Ultimate. It's the last time you play it.
Ultimate Edition.
You play with Mike, so it's the last time.
Regular Frisbee is just throwing a Frisbee back and forth, I suppose.
Right.
Ultimate Frisbee is like you have two end zones. You play in a field. There's two end zones. And you have to go down the field and throw the Frisbee to someone in the end zone, but you can't move with the Frisbee.
So
when you have the Frisbee, you don't move. You throw it to one of your teammates. Once they catch it, they can't move. They throw it to one of the teammates. You keep going down the field. If you drop it or the other team catches it, goes to the other side, goes back and forth.
And the other team is defending the people that are trying to catch
the
Frisbee. So it's kind of like basketball and football with Frisbee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, except you can't run while you're holding the Frisbee.
Right. And you can't dribble a Frisbee.
So. Right. That would be difficult.
Well, for people that cannot multitask, it's perfect.
So at one point during the game, I was actually on the same team as my friend.
Yep.
I threw her the Frisbee at one point, like a normal person, because that's what you do in the game.
And that's the only thing you had to do. You didn't even have to run with it. You just had to throw it.
I threw it, and it was nothing out of the ordinary, but it just so happened that
He threw it with all his might.
It did not. It ricocheted off her hands.
Ricocheted.
Which means it was a good enough pass to hit her hands.
Right.
Plane.
Plane.
And happened to
bounce up. Wait.
I already said it.
What happened?
They didn't hear it. Alitalia just covered
they heard it. That's the way I wanted to say it.
So it bounced off her fingertips and...
It bounced off her hands.
And where'd it go from there, Mike?
Into her face. And specifically into her mouth and teeth.
Yes.
Ooh.
And
and what happened to her beautiful ex-beautiful face?
That's terrible. It might have broken one of her front teeth in half.
There you go.
But she's fine.
Did you call 911?
We're still friends, I think.
You think.
And
have you spoken to her outside of the immediate aftermath?
Yes.
Of the tooth bashing incident.
I wrote her a card because I felt bad.
Yep.
With a little joke poem in it. Mm-hmm. And I bought her a mouth guard. And I said, if I ever play Frisbee again, you have to wear this.
Here's another thing that changed.
Yeah?
Mario actually prepared for the podcast.
Yes. No, yeah. I actually did not prepare. It's funny. I was looking through my notes the other day. And I found notes. Because, you know, I listen to Italian radios. Radio, just one. And...
Good catch.
I love science.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yes, you do.
You know I love science.
Yeah. You know.
You guys know I'm an astrophysicist.
And I found two awesome things, which I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
One, I want you guys to guess it. There is this flowering plant.
Okay.
Which is called Arabidopsis thaliana.
Mm. Okay.
Guess what's her characteristics?
Her?
Her.
Say it.
Her. It's a woman.
Right. The baby's in it.
Characteristics
flowers
of a,
her, though.
It's a flower.
Yeah.
No, right. It's a plant.
Say it one more time, because I want
to. Flowering plant.
It's not a flower. It's a flowering plant. All right.
Hold on. Can you read the name one more time so we can?
Arabidopsis thaliana.
Well, it's arrabbiato. It's very angry. It's a very angry plant.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of. Well, let's. I'm gonna give you a hint.
It's like a Venus flytrap.
Yes,
do
with an does it animals.
Eat? Does it eat things?
No.
Eat. No.
But this plant is a specific something that can help other plants.
Okay. Is it some sort of balm?
Like aloe?
It can help other plants?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of humans. So...
Has a PayPal account?
I thought that too. Yeah. But so basically, this plant can... Here is somebody's chewing on it.
What?
So like if a caterpillar...
So many things wrong with that sentence.
If a caterpillar is chewing on a plant...
Oh, I thought he said kind of pillar.
No,
he said if you cut a pillar.
A caterpillar, is that right?
Caterpillar, yeah.
Caterpillar.
Yep.
Chews on the plant.
Yes.
The plant can feel it.
Feel it or hear it? Because you said
feel it and hear it. Okay. Both.
You can sentir it.
She smells it. She's going to be like, shh. You can also did you feel that? Like,
you can sense it as well.
You can sense it.
She'd be like, shh, did you feel that?
Telepathically.
Yeah. So she can warn other plants. Hey.
How does it?
Caterpillar.
Does it talk?
I'm screaming.
So it feels, hears.
Does it talk?
No, it speaks.
Yeah. Well, so let me finish. I thought it was funny. So basically,
oh, it's funny.
The plant is there. The caterpillar goes, sees the plant, starts chewing. The plant can feel, I guess can feel that the caterpillar is chewing.
Uh-huh.
So she freaks out and starts screaming to the other plants. There is a caterpillar here. So what they do is...
With like a sound?
Also, I don't know if they make sounds.
It also speaks English.
Well, let me read this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that...
So far we have a hearing, talking, screaming caterpillar.
Okay, that was one. My other knowledge. I want you to guess this. It's pretty funny.
You have another one?
It has to do with a cows.
Yeah.
Lions and ice.
Is there a T on the end of lions?
No. Cows, lions, and ice.
Okay.
Cows, lions, and ice?
Eyes.
I-C-E or
eyes.
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 I think you look from.
Okay.
They have
the same
size eyeballs.
I get it now.
No. Maybe I should give you another hint.
Just show them the picture.
I'll show you the picture.
The butt of a cow looks like a lion's face?
No, there are two eyes on the butt of a cow.
They're painting eyeballs on cows' butts to ward off lions from attacking? So that
in order that lions don't get shot.
How does that?
Well, because if you're the farmer and a lion
the
is eating
like,
your
no,
cow,
no, shoot my butt. It's a lion.
No, you're not shooting. They're not shooting cows' butts. They're shooting the lions.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a cow.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay, so you're a cow.
You're a cow.
Okay,
you're eating
cow.
Your meal.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, somebody comes from the back and eats you. So we're in Africa. The cow is eating. The lion comes and eats her.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. From behind.
From the butt.
From behind. Starts okay. chewing on the butt.
Right. They do that. I've seen them do that with zebras.
So the guy that looks at the sheep, at the cows, what's the name?
The cows.
The cow owner?
The shepherd,
I don't
the herder. That herder, farmer?
The cow owner?
Not the shepherd.
Sees that and shoots the lion.
Okay.
Because he's eating the cow, which produces milk.
So they don't care that lions are eating cows other than the fact that they just want the milk.
They're not worried about the cow's feelings.
Right.
They're worried that the lion is taking away the cow.
Right.
So they have to shoot the lion.
Right.
So somebody figured that out, that a lion doesn't like to be seen as he's eating. So the cows would not turn around, stupids. So they just decided to draw some eyes on their butt cheek. So that once a lion is going to attack, we'll see those eyes looking at him. And the lion will be like, this cow saw me. I guess probably that's a butt face. When somebody's a butt face.
A buffet?
A butt face. So the lion sees this butt face in front of him and just goes away. It doesn't attack the cow.
Wow.
Isn't that smart?
I feel like that wouldn't work for a human.
I thought of that. Like, I think I should put eyes on things I eat.
If you drew eyes anywhere in your body, I don't think a lion would hesitate to pounce on you. Hmm.
I think I should put eyes on things I eat. It would be my new diet.
You wouldn't want to eat them.
So I don't want to eat them.
Googly eyes.
Yeah, like you eating some olives, you just put two eyes on them.
Why don't we make
them.
A prediction right now on how this is going to work out for Mario? So go on, Dr. Mario, the scientist.
Okay, so talking about hippos, mm-hmm. I have 10 questions for you.
This is all backwards. We used to prepare questions to ask Mario.
I know.
Yeah, and now I'm
not supposed to take control in these podcasts. But
this is just as good because, go on.
Because you always proved how dumb I am.
This
and
just
now
shows how things change.
Right. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. You can't change.
This is a true or false.
A change.
That's deep.
Humans will shrink in space because lack of gravity.
What?
Humans will shrink in space because lack of gravity.
Yeah, your spine compress. Wait, shrink?
Yeah.
I thought you would elongate.
True or false? False.
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 You would elongate.
Right.
You guys got that right.
I didn't realize it was true or false. I thought it was telling me a fact.
No.
Is this about the difficulty level we can expect?
That's a false fact.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting harder.
Okay, go ahead.
So, okay.
It's nearly impossible for kangaroos to walk backwards because of the shape of their legs.
Yes, I believe that.
That's true. Their tail will get in the way.
It's true.
Two for two. Me and Mike. This is us competing against the old quizzes that we would do tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
What are the dust?
Except his run, like his own heritage. These are just random.
Right.
Right. Those are just random.
It's like you guys have to know anything about the universe.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I found those questions because I was looking for the animal.
All right, hold on. Plane.
What are the dust in most homes made up of?
Dust mites. Oh, skin. Human skin.
Dead skin.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same.
Just by itself.
Anyways, you had to choose between sand, small rocks, and dead skin.
Oh, sorry. I didn't need to.
Three for three, Mike.
Rabbits and parrots can see behind themselves without even moving their heads.
Parrots, maybe.
Rabbits.
I don't think rabbits can.
I do. I think rabbits, too.
Because their eyes on the side of their head?
We've got omnidirectional eyeballs.
What did you say?
We're going to give one answer per question.
That's right. We're united.
So we're gonna stick with true.
I guess you're right.
Four for four.
Hippos can run faster than most humans.
They can run pretty well.
I think they can because you get charged by a hippo, you're done for.
Yeah, like where are you gonna go?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Like stop real quick and paint eyeballs on your butt.
Mike is chasing us.
I see what you're doing.
Turn around.
It's probably specifically talking about Colombians though.
Colombian, you know what
hippos?
I could help you with that because I can always carry googly eyes for me to put on the food I don't want to eat.
There you go.
So if somebody chases me around, they just stick
them
up.
We're saying true.
True.
And you guys are right again.
We're good.
I would like to know who the humans were that they tested.
Right. That's what I mean. They were Colombians.
Fat people.
Oh, okay.
Butterflies taste food by standing on top of it.
Taste food by standing on top of it. Don't they're like...
Sounds weird, so it's probably true. Antenna? antennae.
Yeah, don't their
antennae
taste food? But they could be also standing on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. True. We're going to say true.
It is true. If an analog clock is broken and not moving anymore, how many times will a day show the correct time?
Twice.
You haven't at least finished the sentence.
Or is this like a baby Einstein quiz?
I don't know what I found this thing. I thought it was funny. Which one below?
Oh, it's a multiple choice.
Has two more chromosomes than humans.
Okay.
Gorilla, potatoes. Both gorilla and potatoes.
It's definitely potatoes.
Potatoes? Are we saying just potatoes?
Oh, I don't know.
Or potatoes and gorillas.
I'd be surprised if gorillas do, because they're supposed to be close to us.
Right.
Supposedly.
Let's go with just potatoes?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh, man. We still have an 80, and we're not even done yet.
As we're done.
That was the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a 90.
Both gorilla and potatoes have two more chromosomes.
Maybe they each have one, and they're adding them up.
Well, congratulations. You're a weird scientist. You know, keep in mind that even a potato has two more chromosomes than you.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go that well.
That went great.
For me.
Yeah, for you.
Me and Mike are feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Yeah.
I had a question about...
You can cut this whole thing.
No, that was good. You want to
make us look bad?
Yeah, I know. The part where you guys me and Mike smart. Show how smart we are. We're keeping that. What does Mario do with Chinese food?
Oh, God.
Eats it?
You heard you hear the conversation I'm having with your wife. And then you just hear eavesdropping, ear dropping, one of those
dropping.
Ear dropping?
Ear dropping. That actually would make more sense.
Right.
Drop an ear.
Yeah. So you hear dropping?
Well, but it could be taken as like you're putting in eardrops to not hear it.
Well, when it comes to Chinese food,
yeah.
I go online or whatever I have to order from.
Uh-huh.
I look, usually I go like a Yelp or things like that. And I look at the worst reviews ever. Of Chinese food.
Like the ones that say, like, this gave me diarrhea for 6 days.
And I pick from them and order from them.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, if your Chinese place has 5 stars and one is one...
He wants nothing to do with
I'll go to the one with one.
Okay.
Because for me, Chinese food has to be disgusting. To like it. Does it make sense?
Nope.
Yes, it does make sense. Because it's like...
Mario uses the same theory for women, by the way.
Right.
Wait a minute.
That's why he's still single. He hasn't found anyone disgusting enough yet.
Disgusting enough. And Mike talked about developing... Well, never mind. Go on.
What do you guys talk about?
We talked about developing an app, but well, we think it kind of already exists, where you just rate people.
You do what?
You rate them... I hope that didn't come out like your fruit story.
That's what I totally heard.
Rate people, like as human beings.
Okay.
It's like, man, Mario's like a...
That's awful. You like, do that in your mind.
Like a six.
You don't do that on an app.
That's what I had in my head.
We're in agreement.
Really?
No.
You judge people. Everybody knows that. You judge people in your mind. You don't just write it down on an app.
Right. Yeah, but...
This is a place to express your judgment.
Once you've already done it in your mind, now what? That's the commercial.
It stays with you.
You judge them in your mind. Now what?
Does this app give you a chance to change your mind?
I think you could go back in and edit.
Last year you rated Brett a one. What do you think about him today?
Hey, it's a two, 2.5 maybe.
I wonder if we would
all get the same text message.
Yes.
Did we all get the same text just now about do we like sour cream?
Do you like sour cream?
This is like an episode of Sherlock.
My question is on what? I mean, do I like it on my pizza? No.
Joe,
but
did you get a text message? That reminds me of this story. I don't know if I ever told you guys this. You know the person who did this. I don't think they listen to the podcast, but they could someday. So I won't say his name. But when he was a kid, he was really bad. He was really, he was kind of like Little Rascals level of mischievous.
What's Rascals? What's mischievous?
What's little?
I don't know the word in Italian. We've had this conversation. In Spanish,
you'd
say travieso, which is like naughty.
But did you say it
twice? The Little Rascals was a show, an old black and white show with Spanky and Alfalfa. You don't know this?
Alfalfa?
But he was always
was
into
that
trouble.
Alfalfa the kid with the hair?
Yeah. Yes. Did you guys have that?
Yes.
What was it called? I got to
Wait, it's right here. It's piccole pesti, something like that.
Oh, yeah? That sounds a lot more accurate than a lot of Italian translations.
Piccole
canaglia.
Okay.
Right. Canaglia. So that's how this...
Plain.
This friend of mine was when he was a kid. So one night, his dad was washing dishes in the kitchen sink, and he had his back to the kid, right? And the kid says, "Dad, do you like bowls?" And dad's like, It's like, what, like a pet? Like, it's like, no, just, do you like them? It's like, yeah, I guess so. And then the dad felt two sharp pains, one in each butt cheek. So the kid had taken sharpened two pencils, held them up to his head like bull's horns.
How old was he?
And just ran up and jabbed his dad in the butt.
Oh, my God.
I never told you that because you know him.
No, I never heard this either.
He was probably, I don't know, I would guess somewhere between like 7 and 12, maybe 7
so
and 10.
So he jabbed his father with two pencils?
In one pencil sharpened point in each butt cheek.
I know why.
Yeah.
Because the father did not have two googly eyes.
That's right.
If he had two eyes,
yeah, this is a really,
the kid would have stopped.
He would have been like, wait, turn around.
I saw you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's looking.
Did you know the squirrels plant thousands on new trees each year simply by forgetting where they put their nuts?
I did not understand.
Hold on. Let's see if I can repeat that. Did you know that squirrels spend thousands each year simply because they don't know where to... They don't have trees to put their nuts with? I lost the end of that.
That's as close as...
They spend thousands?
Squirrels plant thousands of new trees each year simply by forgetting where they put their nuts.
I heard they spend thousands on trees each
awesome?
Year.
Isn't that awesome?
I did too.
They like buy a lot of trees.
They hired an accountant to see how wasteful they were being.
I know. I just thought those animals were pretty cute. Mike, that's for you. You should learn from the gentle penguins. Okay. They propose to their life mates with a pebble.
Interesting.
So next time, instead of breaking somebody's tooth in half, you just give her a pebble.
Not with a frisbee to the face.
With a pebble.
Thank you, Potato Heads, for listening.
I know. Thank you.
Me
hopefully
and Mario are
back
gonna,
again.
Yeah. The next.
If you send me questions, hard to those two Potato Heads here.
Hey, wait, what was that? If you what?
If they can send us questions, hard questions for me to ask you.
Since he was unable
to defeat
us.
Then you guys will read them and you will look for the answers.
Maybe we can do...
Text Mario.
Text me if you have my number.
Yeah.
All right. Buenas noches.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
What's rascals? What's mischievous? 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 What's rascals? What's mischievous?
Can we finish?